Professor Bell, the face on Mars. Do the latest images that we've received of the face on Mars, do they make it a dead issue? Is it Richard Hoagland, I've done many shows, I'm sure you've heard him many times, with Richard. He sees things that I don't. I see rocks most times when he sees faces. But these latest images, is it a dead issue now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's the latest images that have been coming down across the planet are spectacular, and they show, you know, amazing landforms. I don't know if that – I don't personally think that feature is a face, but do I think it that makes it less spectacular? No. As a geologist, as someone who admires beautiful photography, space photography, you know, they're beautiful landforms. I want to understand what causes mesas and knobs and hills and dales and channels and other things on Mars, and so do the, you know, the folks that I know who work on this, and the approach that that people like that are taking, I think it's reasonable. You know, you put forth a hypothesis, and you come up with tests to test the hypothesis, and you see if your idea matches what's coming back in the data. And you know, just because I haven't been swayed or others haven't been swayed doesn't mean you should stop. I mean, just, you know, ask people like Copernicus and Galileo, right?
Sure.
But you know, my bottom, if you want a bottom line answer, is I guess I don't believe that features like that are artificial. They seem perfectly natural, and the higher resolution data seems to be consistent with that. But I have no problem with the with people who want to investigate that further and put forth ideas that others can test. I think that's a great thing.
Well, I guess I was referring to the latest. I mean, certainly the early images really did make it look like a face. I mean, there was no question about it.
Sure.
It looked like
a
face.
No, absolutely. The Viking images with the certain, you know, data dropouts and sun angles and all that, absolutely. And you know, as humans, we're programmed to see faces in lots of nature as well as
you
each
bet.
Other. So, no, that's absolutely. And so it was certainly something worth looking into in more detail. And I guess my opinion, based on looking at the data and you know, reading a whole bunch of studies and both sides, is that the new data that have come down since Viking just don't support that hypothesis.
However, let me ask this. In the early days, Professor, when it really did look like a face, was there within NASA a group that thought, you know, maybe it is a face?
I don't know, Art. I mean, I was only 8 years old at the time, so I really can't tell you. I know that what I can tell you is that, I mean, seriously, I think it was in high school at the time, and, you know, it part of the reason that people are so fascinated by Mars is because of things like that, because of enigmas, both real and imagined, going all the way back to Percival Lowell and before. It's a place that we can picture ourselves being. It's a place that we can project, you know, a civilization like ours onto, because it seems familiar, and that's part of the allure of Mars. And I would be, you know, I'd be dishonest if I said that things like the face on Mars controversy, you know, didn't sort of get me a little inspired about studying Mars and learning more about the mysteries and enigmas of our solar system. So, I think on balance, it's a net positive thing, and I'm not, you know, one of these, you know, anti-face fighters, you know, that gets all hung up about it. I just want to see good science done, and that involves posing hypotheses and testing them, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing.